Three state Senate committees will hold joint hearings in Nassau County on housing discrimination next month. This after that Newsday investigation of real estate practices and fair housing. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall is on the news line. Sophia, you spoke to one state senator about this. What did he say?
And I spoke to Senator Jim Gorin, and like many others, including the Attorney General for New York State, Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, and Congresswoman Kathleen Rice, he is sickened and disgusted by the report. Now, this investigation that took 3 years shows minorities are taken only to certain areas of Long Island to look at homes compared to those who are white. And in some cases, black men and women were told they cannot look at any homes because they didn't have pre-approval letters from the bank. However, those who are white were never asked about pre-approvals, and they were taken to a number of different homes. Senator Gorin says there obviously should be more investigations into the real estate industry, who's committing these illegal practices. They must be stopped, he says, and we need to just have more investigators out there, period. So maybe more needs to be hired, he said.
Any word, Sophia, when these legislative hearings will take place?
Yes, the hearings will take place at 10 a.m. In Mineola at the county building in Nassau County, and that will happen on December 12th.
I understand Senator Gorin also spoke about education.
That's correct. He says possibly there may need to be an education campaign of some kind to tell the public so they know their rights. They know who to go to if they've been discriminated against.
WCBS reporter Sophia Hall on Long Island.